Good morning. It is coming up on 9:10. It's time for our update from Coffeeville's Reawakening. Starting out first with Denise York. Good morning, Denise. How's it going?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing well. We're going to be talking some Midland here in just a moment with Lisa Check. But what do we have for our regular updates
here? Yes, we do have Lisa here. But I wanted to remind everybody about the Kiwanis 18th Annual Corporate Challenge Buckout that is coming up Thursday, August the 13th. We had Jana here a few weeks ago talking about it, and then she'll be here next Thursday, but the deadline to register is next Friday. So we wanted to remind everybody when the deadline is, and it's for, you know, it's a corporate challenge. So if, I don't know, James, if you want to go ride a bull or
whatever. We're going to have Katie do it, but she may not be here in town, so we'll figure it out.
Oh,
so.
Well, that's too bad. Yep. I'd like to see Katie do it.
Yeah, I know.
Entry fee is $50 per rider, and the Kiwanis can find a rider for you. So if your company wants to donate the $50, then they can find somebody to jump on the bull. So if you have any more questions, you can call Jana at 620-252-5521 or jjcastler@gmail.com. And again, she'll be in next week. So That's all the updates I have right now, except for this weekend and VOD in the Ville.
Yeah.
So, Lisa.
All right. We have Lisa Check with the Midland Theater Foundation. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing great. So for folks who might be, you know, new to town, maybe they've heard of VOD in the Ville, don't know what it is, you know, tell us a little bit about what is going on this weekend.
So VOD in the Ville is this, I mean, it's an incredible show. We came up with the idea 10 years ago for a variety show that just kind of brought local talent to the stage, and it was reminiscent of vaudeville type. And so it was a wild idea to put together, you know, a crew of people that could come on stage and really shine with whatever it was their talent was, whether it was singing, dancing, magic, comedy. And they put this show together in 24 hours, and it is so well done. I mean, it is incredible. The talent that we bring to the stage. So we have Lindsay Euler has been with us. Well, Lindsay Euler Goldapp. She's been with us for 10 years. And she's been kind of our host or our MC for the night. And she runs a theater in Texas. So she is well-versed at being on stage. She has an improvisational theater. So she can roll with anything throughout the night. And she sings herself, and her whole family are extremely talented, and so we'll be bringing her family on stage with us this weekend. So she has John Euler, her father, she has her brother Dwayne Euler, another brother Andy Euler. Yeah. This year will be the first year her son August Goldapp will be joining her on stage, which will be really cool, and he's extremely talented. And I mean, I just can't imagine what it'd be like to have that talent in my family, you know, that immense talent just to pick up an instrument and start playing. But they are so much fun to watch, the dynamic with them. We'll also have Brad Gray from the Coffeeville area, Independence area. He will be joining as co-host again this year, and he is immensely talented. He'll be doing a couple numbers by himself, but then joining Lindsay and the Oilers for a couple songs. We'll also have Pete Walterscheid, our local magician, man of mystery, and he's put together some fun blackout skits. We call them blackout skits. They're kind of the skits that happen in front of the curtain while we're changing acts behind the curtain, and he'll be putting those together for us, but then he'll also have two different acts of magic during the show, and he always is so much fun to watch. And if you haven't ever seen him as a magician before, he spent many years as a pharmacist in town, and it's kind of his
He made his way through college, right?
Did he? That's incredible. Yes. See, I didn't know that part of it.
Yes.
But he's just a fun guy to watch. And then we'll also have Mark Mayfield. He's from Caney originally, and he's a comedian, kind of has a national following, and he'll be doing comedy act on stage. And if you've never seen Mark before, he's hilarious. And he does about 10 to 15 minutes. We try to cap him at 10, but he usually goes for 15, and the audience loves it. So it's just this incredible night. This year, we're also adding a new talent to the stage, Lene Ivy. She's a local vocalist, and she's done some things in Tulsa before, too. I think it's like Tulsa's Got Talent. She sang at the Driller Stadium, doing like, you know, the national anthem, a couple different things like that. And I've heard her before, and she's phenomenal. So I asked her if she could come and join us this year. The entire show is just built around the premise of vaudeville bringing different variety acts together. Of course, this year we'll have Pearls Girls again, which is our local dancers. They all dance with R&S Studio in Independence. There's seven of them. They all have local ties. They're wonderful. They'll be doing some point ballet, some classical ballet, and we're just bringing together a whole troop of people that put on this amazing show. And if you've never been before, it truly is a really incredible night. It's like unlike any other show in the area, and it's just fun. And I think everyone that's ever been has turned to me after they've come and they're like, I had no idea this would be so much fun. Now, after the show is done, we head back to the Midland. We kind of show off the front of the house that we've had completed for a while. We have drinks, we have appetizers, people can just hang out. And it's just a fun way to kind of end the night, just pull it all together, because that's what we're doing it for, is the Midland Theater.
That's great. And the tickets get you into both events.
Yes, the tickets get you into both events. So you can go online and buy tickets for the show. They're still available. $30 each. That's for the show and for the after party. All of the dollars from the show, all the proceeds go towards our Midland Theater renovation project, which is, we're on the auditorium now. So this is incredible. We're on our final stage of the whole project. And beyond that, I mean, it's just a fun night in town. People say there's nothing to do. I promise you there are things to do in town. Please join us. If you've never been before, come out, have a good time. And if you have been before, you know it's a good time. Let's get out and
get out of the heat, right?
Yeah, get out of the heat.
Spencer Rounds Theater.
Yes, it's at CCC Theater. So that's a question I always get is it at the Midland? Well, the after party is at the Midland, but the auditorium is technically under construction right now. So we have everybody at the CCC Theater, and you can come in. It starts at 7 o'clock. You can come in at 6:30, find a seat. We'll start the show at 7. We'll have some pre-show music. An incredible local young pianist will be up there playing the piano for some pre-show prelude, I guess. And then following that, we'll have the show will start, and it's a fun show. It really
is. Yes.
That's fantastic. It's going to be a great time. And of course, like you said, the proceeds will benefit the Midland, and this is really for the operational fund, right?
Yes. Yes, it goes towards helping us keep the construction and everything moving, everything behind the scenes that...
pays the electric bill.
Yes,
right,
pays for the utilities, pays for ongoing consulting fees, just all the things that help us keep the foundation running.
And I know that you have some exciting updates you want to share during the event itself, and kind of show people a little bit of a preview of what's to come.
Yeah, if you ever wonder what's going on at the Midland, Vaudeville is the perfect place to learn everything you want to know about where we've been, what we've been doing over the last few years, the progress that's happened, the donors who have stepped up to help us make it happen. I mean, it's kind of a full circle moment for us.
It is.
It started 10 years ago with Vaudeville, and I remember we all kind of stood up there on that stage, you know, saying, we're ready to start construction. And help us get there. And now we are 10 years later, and we're through the first three phases of our, you know, renovation project. The fourth phase is the auditorium, and it's the end of it.
It's the big one, though.
It's the big one.
It's where we need the big push.
It is. Yeah. And so we're just hoping to do Vaudeville in the Midland one day.
Yes.
A packed house.
Oh, we will.
Oh, yeah. So, yep. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
That is the plan. So, again, it will be this Saturday. Doors open. At least the show starts at 7 o'clock, and
right.
Doors open a little bit before that, around 6:30 is planned.
Yes.
Are we doing the other doors, the north doors, this time to come
yes.
in?
Yes. So, if you come in the main doors of the theater, those are kind of on the northeast side, kind of near, you know, across the from the street from the library. So, if you park in that area... if you need to park, if you have a handicap accessible parking right there by the theater doors, we'll have you come in there and then grab a seat and wait for the show
to
start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll have some folks at the doors kind of directing you in.
Yes. We'll have people kind of standing out there, but it's a great way to get out of the heat.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we moved it up several weekends from August, and thought we might hit a different crowd of people. So we're ready to, you know, have people join us for an awesome night.
And you can buy tickets at the door if you don't get them ahead of time. But
yeah, we'll have some tickets available at the door. I think, like I said, though, if you've never been before, it really is a fun night.
Fantastic. Well, we hope folks can stop by. They can get them online. Midland Facebook page has a link. You can get them at the Chamber. I've still got a few left here at the radio station to sell. And then we're actually going to be doing a giveaway here of some tickets during Open Line today and tomorrow. So if you want to roll the dice, you can try for a chance to win some as well.
Yes. So go online. You can go to our Facebook page at the Midland Coffeeville on Facebook, and you can find the link to buy tickets online. If you know a board member, each one of us has tickets. We can get them to you. I'm delivering tickets all day today, so don't tell my employer.
Yeah,
I'm delivering tickets all day.
All right. Well, ladies, really looking forward to seeing you this Saturday for VOD in the Ville, and we'll look forward to chatting again soon.
All right. Thanks, James.
All
right. That is our update from Coffeeville's Reawakening. We have your calls straight ahead, so if you're on the line, stay on the line. We'll get to you here in just a moment.